World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, listen, you caught me being a backseat driver, although I'm not in the backseat. I'm riding shotgun. The prettiest little thing in 17 states is driving, and she still doesn't know how to drive. So I have to coach her every once in a while in a loving way, but she doesn't take it as love. So look, that's my sweetheart. Yeah, we're heading back from, not the left coast, the right coast. We were in New Hampshire last night. And we're somewhere between Massachusetts and New York, I think, right now, heading home. Got a great show for you. Listen, friends, I want to apologize because I've really, really got a lot of things that are pertinent that we get to and we talk about. But I asked Tom Dunn to come on with us today, not because it's not important, but because I didn't know if I was going to be able to hold my cell phone signal. Because when we were traveling on the road on the way up here, like that, we got that spinning thing going on the country, you know, it just spins and spins and spins. We were trying to listen to a YouTube video live, Mike Lindell. It just spun, and I thought, man, if I'm going to have to mess with this all the way home, that ain't going to be any show. So I invited Tom Dunn to come on a little bit. So we're going to get to that here in just a second. I saw Jim Caviezel this morning. Jim Caviezel, Passion of the Christ. That's him, wasn't it? Yeah. Jim Caviezel was talking about adrenochrome yesterday.
Can you believe that, Coach?
I'm telling you, Randy was at that big event in Oklahoma. John Diamond was at that big. Ken Wan was at that big event in Oklahoma. And tomorrow, I promise you, we're going to dive into that stuff, some of that stuff, and give you, we're just going to, we got a lot to talk about, boys and girls. Just now's not an easy time for me to be able to do it. We're going to talk a little bit about with Tom Dunn about what's coming up this weekend, the whole child trafficking thing, all that stuff's going on. But I got to show you something. Hey, Spence, if you can, pull up those pictures because I got to have some other guests. Now, this is, folks, this technology is so amazing. Michelle and I are driving down the road. She's driving 75. When I drive, it's about 105. So she's being real law-abiding, going about 75. And as I'm doing this, think about this. This is George Jetson type stuff, you know? We're driving down the road, and I'm broadcasting out of the passenger seat of my car. It's playing, the audio is playing loudly on the car radio. I'm telling you. Meet George Jetson, his wife. What was her? There's my wife. There's George Jetson.
Jane.
There's Jane Jetson right there. The technology is unbelievable. Yeah, I'm tired. We got to bed late last night. We got up early. How about Deb and Bob O'Brien for that? Man, they hosted us this weekend. Man, they're so giving and loving. And Michelle made a new friend. Not that I did, but Michelle really connected with Deb. So God bless you guys and Al Shirtliff and Stevie Kraft and all the wonderful, wonderful people we met. But I got to show you this. One of the things I wanted to do, Tom Dunn can appreciate this, Randy and a lot of you. I got a chance yesterday to go to America Stonehenge. Now, a lot of people, that doesn't mean anything to you, because it didn't mean much to me either. Georgia Guidestones, yada, yada, yada. Well, the American Stonehenge is on the same ley line as Stonehenge over in Europe, same place. So Kevin Fahey put me onto it. Said, Coach, you got to go to American Stonehenge. So we went to the, so we made it yesterday. It's in New Hampshire. Salem, New Hampshire. And so we were driving up there, got to American Stonehenge. I'm going to show you a couple pictures there. Just let me know when they're up there, Spencer, because I'm having a hard time seeing them this morning. Tom, the shed up there, the building? Because this building's going to be significant in the story that I'm going to tell you here real quickly. So, hey, you can do this, Spencer. You can put up the picture of the building. You can put up the picture of those radical, crazy girls that we know from New Hampshire who showed up there. And I thought I gave you a third picture, but I don't even remember the picture. So you can flash those back and forth as we talk. But so here's what happened. Michelle and I pulled in at the American Stonehenge. Hal Shurtleff and Stevie and his wife were there in another car. We pulled in. And so we wanted to go into the American Stonehenge. Hey, folks, high places, right? Huh? Nephilim, cell towers, and watch. You know what I'm talking about? And so I said, man, here's another great high place. So we pulled out, and Michelle and I get out of the car, and we get bouncing out. It's privately owned. America Stonehenge is privately owned. I don't even know how that happens anymore in today's world where everything belongs to the government, but it's privately owned. So I don't know if you know this, Governor Sununu in New Hampshire, he lifted the mask mandate. No mask mandate anymore. No mandate anymore for masks in New Hampshire. By the way, still no sugar. Still no sugar. I can't wait to get home, get on the scales. New Hampshire, no longer a mask mandate. So Michelle and I were high-fiving each other. So we're going to have a good, relaxing trip here. We walk in to put a picture up there of the store, of the whatever that place is where you buy your tickets. We set 1 foot inside there, and some Nazi says, "Ah, sir, sir, sir." You know what they said, right? "Sir, you have to have a mask." I stopped and looked at my wife. I said, "What?" She says, "Sir, you have to have a mask." I said, "The governor just lifted the mandate. There's no mask mandate." She says, "I know, but this is private property, and we require you to wear masks." I'm shot to Stonehenge. You put a diaper on my face. Well, it deteriorated from there because those crazy girls showed up not long after, and we sat down at the table, and I told these crazy girls what was going on. And Mama Bear got up and said, "We're going in. Hey, we found a live one in New Hampshire, man. We found a live one." So we went up. We went back up there again, and she had her cross hat on, and she, Claudine, went to the door and wanted to go in. Folks, did the demons let loose? By the way, before we went, we were sitting at the picnic table, not at the top of Stonehenge. We prayed, took authority over it. And so we were off, right? And so, man, oh, man, next thing I know, this dude who had the dirtiest mask, he either got it out of the mud pit or the toilet. I'm not sure which. The manager shows up, his eyes as big as half dollars, and he is ranting and raging how we cannot come on that property. Get out of here. Get out. Like, folks, you had to see it to believe it. F-bombing. Now, this is... It's $13 or $14 to get into America's Stonehenge, a private company. And Claudine says, "Listen, I have a medical condition. American with Disabilities Act, you have to make an accommodation." She says, "We want to just pay, and we want to be able to, we don't want to come through your building. We want to walk around the outside." Oh, they went nuts. No, no, no. So they refused to let us come in. It cost them about $130 yesterday because we would not put on a mask to walk through their stinking building. And I said, "Wait a minute. Can a private owner require us to put on a bathing suit? If you put a sign up and said bathing suits required, if you said antlers, you mean we can't?" "Oh, it's great." Well, they call the cops, right? They call the cops. Two cops show up. Anyway, I'll tell you the story later.
That Tom did.
Because Tom Dunn, my wife's getting nervous. She says, "Not here, Tom Dunn, not you." So we got to. I'm gonna get those girls on later on. It's like, folks, something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. I believe that when we prayed and took authority over that Stonehenge, which we never got to the top of, and thank God I didn't give them $14 of my hard-earned money to go up there, although I wanted to. Oh man, we were shaking them up. So God bless my wild and crazy New Hampshire girls. Man, are they kicking it? And I have to apologize because I did say that women shouldn't be cops. And which one wants to be a cop, Michelle?
Alethea
wants to be a cop. Oh, she was going to pound. She was going to pound me in the mouth, I think. But I calmed her down. I think women can be detectives and go in and do research afterwards. But I don't want a street beat being a cop. Okay, Alethea, I'm sorry, sweetheart. I want a big fat guy who eats donuts to come to my house when I call him. And Right Wing Watch picked it up, and they're mad that I said that. But I'm going to say it again. When I call the police, I want somebody like Coach Norm showing up. I want John Barnett showing up. You guys know what I'm talking about. I don't want my wife showing up. Is that sexist? Well, you can call it sexist. I don't care. Tom Dunn. Come on in, Tom. Thanks for putting up with my undirected rant here this morning.
Hey, hey, good morning, Coach. Good morning. Good morning. I'm glad to be on here. Hey, I got a story to tell real quick. Way back in the day, once upon a time, I don't know if anybody remembers this, but Coach was running for some kind of public office. And that's
Congress.
The first time I ever saw him. Yeah, he was running for Congress, and he came up to Mansfield. We didn't know each other. He was jumping around like a maniac up on the stage, and then he kept talking about his cute wife. You know, he would talk about running for Congress, and then he would say every once in a while, yeah, I got a cute wife. Well, he didn't bring his wife with him that day, but it took me years to finally meet him again. Then I saw his wife, and I was like, he was right. She is cute.
Yeah.
And I appreciate these guys so much.
I love you, Tom.
Parnelli Jones right there, boys. Parnelli Jones.
Ooh.
Hey, listen. Something other than folks, listen. The event's coming up this weekend. That's why we're having Tom on. So we have 9 rooms in the dormitory type place where you can stay. $50 for the weekend, $25 a night. If you make it on last-second decision and you'd like to come, I think we have either 7 or 9 rooms. It's like a barracks, right? Men will be sleeping with men's room in the men's same room, and women will be in another room. But we have 9 cheapo beds. That you can sleep on. So I wanted to make sure I got that out there in live streaming. We're really pushing the live streaming for $30. It's not just live streaming. It's video on demand, meaning you have it for 30 days. I don't even care if you copy it, but you'll be able to watch it live and you'll have access to it. If you want to invite people over to your house and say, man, you got to watch this presentation by Tom Dunn. You got to watch what Russ Dizdar says here, and you can use it to evangelize, open the eyes up of a lot of your friends. For $30, we're going to make that available. And you go right online, Coach Dave Live, and click on it. Maybe it's not real clear on that live stream. You make a donation for live stream or whatever. That's all you have to do. I'm going to shut up again. Tom Dunn, come on in, man. Tell us what's on your mind.
Coach Dave, CoachDaveLive.com is where you can go and get hooked up and get signed up for the conference, Expelling the Darkness. Training in St. Louisville, Ohio. Raise your hand if you're going to be there. I have been praying. I have been reading. I have been preparing for this conference, and I can't wait to share and to bring what I have. I talked to Russ the other night, and he's fired up. We're going to be down there. Coach Dave and his team set this whole thing up, and it just started out with a meeting that we had a couple months ago, and now it's come to fruition. And this is going to be a one-of-a-kind event where we are going just to be just doing a lot of Q&A. I'm bringing things that I want people, practical teaching and training that you can take home and you can apply to your own life, to your own neighborhood, to your own church, to your own family, whatever. You can take this and you can do this. You bring something to write on, to take notes, because we're going to be giving out all the information. And I'm going to be teaching people the way that I do it, the way that we've seen people set free, the way that we've seen people's lives changed. And that's from deliverance to breaking strongholds to spiritual warfare. We're going to be exposing human trafficking and SRA. SRA stands for satanic ritual abuse. So we're going to be doing all of that stuff this weekend. I have a team coming in. Russ has a team coming in that's going to be helping us doing ministry.
So, Tom,
to be an incredible weekend.
Can I interrupt a minute, Tom? Because listen, folks, this is not just a weekend where you're going to come and hear about it or maybe be ministered to yourself, which that will take place. But Tom, you guys want to be able to, because this demonic realm is breaking loose so strongly, you want to train people, 150 or so people who have signed up right now, you want to train them to be able to do this when they go home, that they'll be able to go back to their churches, back to their communities. When they leave there, they are going to be equipped to cleanse their homes, other people's homes, to maybe take authority over demonic spirits in their homes, with their children, with their family, in their community. That's what you're going to do, right, Tom? It's just not just coming
off. The only prerequisite that you need to do what we do is you need to be a Christian. Are you saved? Have you asked for forgiveness? Have you put your faith on Jesus Christ, okay? Then when that happens, you get authority over snakes and scorpions, okay? Over demonic presence, okay? The 72 came back, and they were shocked that they could cast out demons, okay? This is what we're talking about, all right? We're seeing the ramping up of demonic presence, of just all of this deception and just the craziness, not only in our country, but around the world, and the church does not have a clue how to handle it. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to evangelize. They don't know how to help the people that have been abused. They don't know how to help the people that have opened the door to demonic presence in their life, okay? Russ and I want to get as many people trained as possible. We don't have the corner of the market. Russ taught me, and I'll teach anybody that that wants to learn. We want as many people to be trained how to do this as possible, because the workload of people asking for help is overwhelming. It's overwhelming. And Russ and I cannot get to the whole world. So we want you to be able to do this stuff. And I'm telling you, if you go to church, your church is a mission field.
$30 for the live streaming, friends. You can get this training at home. You'll have it for 30 days. You can invite your friends over. You can sit down. Hey folks, as you know, we've been doing this stuff. I've been talking about the carnal nature and all that kind of stuff. And I was going to lead into spiritual warfare, and we just never really got to it. But there's not a devil behind every tree, okay? Some of it's just our carnal nature. But there are some devils around some trees. And we better be able to figure out the difference between when someone's acting in a carnal way, being controlled by their flesh, and when it's a real spiritual issue. Because listen, you can't cast out that carnal man. Can't cast him out, right? So Tom, yesterday, I just watched the video this morning. Jim Caviezel, The Passion of the Christ, making a new Christian movie, did a 2.5-minute clip on adrenochrome. This is mainstream. He brought it to mainstream Christianity. Now, those of us who followed Pizzagate and all of that child trafficking, Jim Caviezel pulled back the veil and talked about adrenochrome, the fact that it was real and how it's produced, yada, yada, yada. Tom, grab that horse and ride on out of Wild Force, if you will.
So, yeah. I'm here. Can you hear me? Okay. He said, "We're not talking to yourself, coach."
He wants me to shut up when I'm out. Gotcha.
So yeah, adrenochrome. Wow, I'm blown away that an actor like Jim Caviezel would actually come out and talk about this. This is amazing. This is what we've known about for years. Okay, this is the spiked blood. Okay, of a child or a human being or an animal. When it's tortured, okay, it becomes spiked with adrenaline, and people get addicted to that when they drink that blood, okay? Now, the myth or the rumor, okay, I say that just because we've never seen it personally, but we've heard over and over and over again, and Hollywood has put it out there in films, that this is a black market item, okay? Personally, I don't believe it's a myth. I believe it's true. All right. So when you torture a child, or an animal, or anyone, it spikes their blood with adrenaline. Okay. And people get addicted to that. That's why we see and we hear the testimonies of children and survivors of satanic ritual abuse talk about the torture. Okay. They talk about that they've seen the victims brought in and that they will cut them and they will torture them and they'll put them in a lot of pain and they will sexually abuse them. Okay, so that their adrenaline goes up real high. They've seen this over and over. We've heard this testimony for years, but Coach, only the last couple of years have we heard the term adrenochrome, and we've heard people start talking about it. So yes, it's a real thing, and the fact that this actor is talking about it is a big, big deal. We've seen all of this information hit the mainstream in the last few years, okay? Take a look at what happened. When Alex Jones broke the Bohemian Grove thing way over 10 years ago, 15 years ago, we heard about it before then. People were hearing about it, but they would leave it out of their books because they were like, you know what? This sounds too crazy, and this is going to cause me to lose my credibility, okay? I'm thinking about the guy that wrote the Franklin cover-up, John DeCamp, okay? He wrote the book. Now, he was a Republican senator in the state of, I want to say, Kansas, or that's not right. Anyway, out there in the Midwest, and he had a part in his book about Bohemian Grove. But he's like, you know what? I'm not going to put this in there because nobody's going to believe there's a giant owl in the woods in California. Well, guess what? Alex Jones went in there and broke the news, okay? And whether you're a fan of Alex Jones or not, that was a big deal. And then my friend Russ Dizdar, he went back and he looked at the drawings that somebody drew for him of Bohemian Grove. And then he compared it to the video. So this is the same thing happening, okay? We've heard these stories for years, okay? We've heard the stories about the pedophilia in Hollywood and among the elites. What's coming out in the last couple of years, Coach? Harvey Weinstein, okay? And this guy that has an island, okay? Jeffrey Epstein. Okay, down in the Caribbean, well, guess what, folks? I guess he killed himself, so I guess there's not going to be any trial there. And now we have Ghislaine Maxwell, who's been in jail, was captured right up in the area the coach is today. Has it been over a year? Ghislaine Maxwell in prison, or she's waiting trial in jail, and no information, nothing's come out. They're hoping that we'll forget about it because she knows the names of everybody that's involved, and we've already heard some of them. So, again, information coming out. Information coming out.
Tom, everything is a conspiracy theory till it's proven true.
Yeah.
Isn't that right? Huh? Isn't that really where we are? So the point that you're making is all of these things that we've been hearing about for the past 15 years and people debunking, oh, you're crazy, that's tinfoil hat, that's not true. One by one, these things are being proven to be true. Unbelievable. So, folks, imagine adrenochrome is this. You get, you guys, you've had that adrenaline rush hit you before, right? Something happens and, ooh, you get that supernatural strength. Well, they do that to little babies. Get that adrenaline in the blood and drink the blood. Oh, I know you don't want to believe it. Conspiracy theory, hat on backwards. Ooh. Jim Caviezel told us it's real. Go ahead, Tom.
This is exactly right. And this is what we're hearing. And we suspect that there's going to be more and more. Do you remember, Coach, and I think James O'Keefe exposed this, they had the whole Jeffrey Epstein story that they were going to break, okay, out of New York, and somebody squashed that. And somebody said, no, we can't let that information out. A couple years before he even got arrested, okay? Now, I read the book. I know what happened down in Florida. Jeffrey Epstein was raping teenage girls, okay? And he basically paid his way out of jail, okay? He should have went to prison. He should have been executed, okay, for what he did to children, all right? But when you know the right people and when you have enough money, okay, apparently in this country, the law doesn't apply to you. So, again, this is what we see over and over and over again. I've heard the stories for years.
Connected to Les Wexner and the Limited Victoria's Secret right here in Columbus, Ohio. Jeffrey S. Epstein was a partner with what's that dude's name I just said?
Wexner.
Wexner, not a conspiracy theory, folks. See, anytime this stuff begins to be uncovered, they like to make you look like a fool. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Oh, none of that's true. Yeah, it's true. Tom, you're fantastic, man. Hey, listen, Tom, you got a lot to talk about. I know you got some stuff prepared for us. But occasionally, you got guys that want to jump in there with you. So,
hey, we got a lot of weird sounds coming, folks, but this is Coach Dave. Coach Dave Show. I'm not Coach Dave, but we are doing a conference training thing this weekend, so I want to mention it again. You can jump on the streaming, or if you're close, hey, show up in St. Louisville, Ohio. Coach Dave Live is where you can get signed up and get registered, whatever you need. But, Coach, I didn't catch that last thing you said. You said you had some people that want to jump in here. What's going
on?
I want to hear.
This is kind of interactive, you know, and I just see on my phone, although I can't see everybody, their hands up. I saw Jack had his hand up. So, Tom, if we can, we'll field some questions. But listen, good radio host information for you, Tom. You're here to tell a story. Don't get distracted by wanting to get the callers in here. We want to hear from the callers, but we want to hear from you, okay? So right now, Jack's got his hand up, Rochelle's got her hand up, others have their hand up. So, Tom, you answer them as you choose, as you like. But don't get bogged down on it, because I want you to talk about what you came on here to talk about. Okay, buddy? Now, listen, I'm going to bow out and let you try to go from there. Michelle's shaking her. She's mad at me.
Hey, God bless, Coach. God bless, Michelle.
Mrs. Jackson. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I want to get your reaction. Let me talk about this for a minute, okay? Real quick. Last week, I saw the movie Eye of the Devil, okay? And if you have not watched this film, it's free on YouTube, okay? It's by a Polish guy named Patrick Wega, all right? So this film, again, it came out last month. I saw it last week. Is a game changer, okay? This goes right along with everything that we're talking about this morning, the adrenal chrome and everything else. If you're coming to the conference, this is your homework. Watch that movie. Watch that movie.
Jared, capture that video now. What's the name of it, Tom?
Eyes of the Devil. And you might even be able to pull up the trailer, okay?
Okay, capture it. Jared, capture it and put it on our website before they pull it down. Eye of the Devil. Go ahead, Tom.
So in this film, this guy that looks like a Russian mobster, okay, his name's Patrick Wega. He's the filmmaker. And he interviews a couple people. The film, they're, let's go ahead and I want you to watch this trailer. Is this the trailer here? So if this is the trailer, yeah. Here we go.
President of the European Commission.
That's the baby they saved.
To be sold to a brothel, and then as a donor of sperm organs.
Byłaby w ogóle dla ciebie różnica, czy to dziecko by trafiło do jakiejś sekty, czy do pedofilów, czy na narządy?
Nie, myślę, że to się nie. Chcę się pozbyć.
A gdzie się więcej da zarobić na takim dziecku?
Matka więcej zarobi na pewno sprzedając matkę. Ten dzieciak był faktycznie brzydki. Ona wiedziała, że dziecko poszło.
I will tell you how easy it's in today's Europe to legally sell a child to a brothel or as an organ donor, and how to do it so that no one will ever look for them.
No, jakbym zamówił to dziecko, to ile bym musiał czekać na to?
Dwa tygodnie.
No i to jest też nie
wiem.
Child brothers exist in many European countries. Including Germany, when you come from.
Dla niego 10-latek jest za stary. Naprawdę maluszek 3-4-latek na przykład lubi wziąć polizać takiego malutkiego ptaszka.
If anyone should cause one of these little ones to lose faith in me, it would be better for that person to have a large millstone tied around the neck and be thrown into the sea.
And do którego roku tam jest w tym burdelu?
Do 14 roku życia.
A potem co?
This is the only one quotation from the Bible where Jesus Christ says, a man that causes a child to stumble should better commit suicide.
Duszenie podczas seksu to jest tak jakby standard.
A niestandardowe rzeczy?
Po prostu kurasem rozpierdolić wszystko.
Since I have managed to save that one child, you can save thousands of them.
Okay, okay, go ahead and cut it there. You guys get the picture. Eyes of the Devil is the name of the film, okay? And this man, Patrick Vega, interviews a child trafficker, and this child trafficker goes into detail what they do to children, okay? He says that in Europe, he knows of five child brothels, okay, where there's toddlers, 3 to 4 years old, that rich people, they don't drive there with their own car, okay? They're taken there, and then they can go in and have their way with a child, okay? And these children are raped all their lives, all right? And then when they have no more usefulness, then they're sold for organs, okay? He goes into detail how they get the children. He says, you know what? We don't kidnap unless it's an urgent need where somebody needs a kid that we don't happen to have. They spend a lot of time grooming mothers, poor mothers, okay, and tricking them into giving up their children for adoption. Listen to this. Tricking them to giving their children up for adoption and saying, hey, this child's going to go to America. They're going to go to a wealthy family. They're going to be well taken care of. What happens is when the mother signs off, it's over. Many times they will take the child to the Middle East, and for $50, they can have the child's name change. This is your homework. Watch this movie, Eyes of the Devil. I don't care how sick it makes you. We cannot stick our head in the sand, okay? And ignore this. Everybody else is ignoring this. The government's not going to do anything. The church is not going to do anything. We have got to be made aware about what's happening, okay? So his team goes to a lot of trouble to groom these mothers, okay, and to trick them into giving their children up for adoption. That's the number one way that they get kids, okay? Then if they really need it, they'll kidnap a kid, but they don't like to do it that way because they're afraid they'll expose the whole operation. When I was in Scotland, everywhere we went, we saw posters of missing children, giant posters in the mall. I'm like, where are they taking these kids? Where are they gone? They can't find them anywhere. This is an island. How are they getting the kids off of the island? How are they getting the kids out of England and Scotland? So, folks, in this film, this director, this filmmaker, he asked a question about Satanism, and the trafficker, okay, told him, yes, Satanists are some of our clients. And there was a point in the film where he said they have a greeting that they greet each other with. And he said, I'm not going to even say it on film. And he said, I won't tell you unless you shut the camera off. And he shut the camera off. And he told him this greeting that Satanists give each other. But listen, hey, I don't know if anybody else has seen this film, but I want you to see it. This is your homework. I'm going to touch on this for a minute this weekend, but you've got to be made aware of this. I don't know how to let people in, but I want to hear from you guys just from that little trailer that we've seen there. I want to hear a reaction, your thoughts on Adrenochrome. Is anybody coming this weekend? I want to hear from you. Who's got their hand raised? I don't know how to do it.
Just hang on a second. Tom, there's a little bit of a delay sometimes for them. So
okay.
We're coming, Rochelle. Hey, Spencer, you go ahead and do that, brother. You invite him in for us, okay, bud?
Hey, good morning, team. Hi, Tom.
Hey.
Okay, so I tried to watch The Eye of the Devil, and I have to admit that I couldn't make it. It is dark. And so I did go back, and I went to look at some of the comments on it, and there, let me tell you, most people don't believe this stuff is going on. The comments indicated that people was like, I can't even believe this is real. I really believe this is real. I understand this to be going on, but that was one thing. I was amazed that people were rejecting it, because it is so awful to think about what's happening to these children. And then when you touched on the adrenochrome, it of course did bring back to mind, this should have been all over the place when the Podesta emails came out and the spirit cooking with that weirdo Abramovich. And it's another thing that Americans just dismiss as not real. And we've got this awful habit of ignoring things that we don't like and just leave them in the dark. So I don't really have a question, but those were my comments on those things.
No, thanks you're for being right. Here, you're Tom. Absolutely right. Personal peace and affluence. Francis Schaeffer warned us about this 30 years ago. These are the values that have crept into the church. Personal peace. Leave me alone. Leave me alone, and I'll leave you alone. Don't bother me with the world's problems. I want to go to church. I want to go to work. I want to come home, and I want to watch TV, and I want to hang out with my family. Hey, I want to do all those things, too. I want to do all those things, too. But if everybody does that, then there's not going to be anybody to rescue the children. Affluence, personal peace and affluence, give me as many toys. Give me as many things as I can get my hands on. Those are the values, okay? People don't want to be troubled with this. If they admit this is real, then they might have to do something about it. So who's next here? I want to hear from you. Who's going to be at the conference? Hey. So we're waiting on somebody to pop in here, folks.
Oh, I'm sorry. My microphone was off again.
Reggie.
Hey. Yeah. Hey, Tom, it's me. I'll be there. Looking forward to meeting you personally. I don't want to make this about me, but I do want to tell you and whoever's listening out there that adrenochrome is real. That's why I stand and have for 30 years against the families. I fight against it, done deliverance for it. Hold on.
They're leaving.
I also, I want to remind everybody that don't be so quick to believe in the phrase conspiracy theory. It was coined by the CIA so that when programming didn't work or survivors made it out and started talking about it, you folks, normal folks, would not believe it. I'm a survivor of being groomed and being pulled in, but I didn't go. So I did participate in some rituals. I'm come to the march. Come to Coach Dizdar or Coaches and Dizdar's thing this weekend. You will learn a lot. And I just wanted to say that because it's real.
God bless you, Reggie. God bless you. Folks, yeah, conspiracy theorists and satanic panic. Satanic panic was an ingenious phrase that the media made up in the late 80s and early 90s to answer for all of these people, tens of thousands of witnesses of people around the country testifying to satanic cults. Now, I don't say that out of paranoia. I say that out of experience. And I fight it. I personally fight it. I'm in the middle of it. I made a movie about it. I talk about it. I am connected to people that are survivors of it. And I fight the numbers. And Russ is constantly pushing the numbers. Thousands and thousands of rituals and survivors. But I'm telling you, I believe Russ is right. My natural knee-jerk reaction is this is too many. It can't be this many. It can't be this sophisticated, okay? It is. It is, and it's among the elites. It's among it's in your neighborhood. Who do these people look like? What do they look like? Do they have long black hair and long black fingernails? No. They look like Leave It to Beaver. They look like the Brady Bunch. You'll never be able to pick them out of a lineup, okay? And we're talking about generational Satanists, okay? So anyway, I want to hear from somebody.
Yeah, I'm not going to make it this weekend. I've got other things that press me. But don't think this is new. I mean, look at the Aztecs, the Olmec, the Inca, and the unknown civilizations they keep talking about in Central and South America. Look at the thousands and thousands and thousands of child skeletons with sacrificial scars on their bones and stuff. This is nothing new.
No, Larry, you're absolutely right. And I made the Mayans there. Civilization after civilization, okay, if we can call them civil, okay, have been sacrificing children, okay? The demonic presence behind these cults, okay, that we can look back through history, demand it. They demand the blood being shed. And when the blood is shed, okay, This is what I have always said, that it sends the demonic into a frenzy. It empowers the demonic. I've been there, okay, in Columbus, where they're killing babies on the inside of the abortion clinic. You can feel the demonic presence, okay? So even though we don't see outright sacrifice, we know it's underground, satanic sacrifice in America, there are abortion clinics all across the country, okay, that are killing babies, okay, ripping them apart brutally, okay, sucking their brains out, and so on and so forth, okay, dismemberment, okay, and disemboweled, just destroying children in the worst way that we could think of, all right? And this is happening not only in America but around the world, but human sacrifice. And there's a group called the Satanic Temple. Now, I sometimes I get weary of explaining all the different denominations of Satanism, but there's a political group called the Satanic Temple, and they're out there, and they love attention, and they love to tell people about themselves, and they love to also mention that they're atheistic, that they claim that they don't really believe in the devil or God, okay? What they're doing is they're just trying to troll people. Well, one of their main pushes or their main campaigns is to keep abortion legal. And they talk about a abortion ritual, okay? And I've been talking about this on my show, where they say, you know what? Because religion is protected under the Constitution, we're saying abortion is a ritual. So you're allowed, if you're a Satanist, you're allowed to have an abortion no matter what the law in your state says. No, wrong. That's not right. Religion does not protect murder, okay? You can be whatever religion that you want, but you're not allowed to murder another human being.
Well, I'll tell you this, Tom Dunn. If I wasn't hosting this show, I'd be watching it. I can't believe the information that comes forth in this thing. Who else is going to jump in?
Hey, Tom Dunn. It seems to me you got the mark found in Ezekiel 9 on your forehead, brother. I want to encourage you today.
Hey, God bless you, Brett.
I'll see you there this weekend by faith. And I want to also, everybody whose ears are working on this call was given an assignment, homework assignment from Tom Dunn. Do your homework. Don't show up or don't watch it on live streaming without doing your homework. And then I'll throw one more thing, Tom. Coach Dave encouraged us to reach out to pastors and invite them to come. Well, we need to send them an email and make a phone call and give them their homework assignment too. Give them a forearm shiver of love with that trailer and encourage them to come this weekend. Tom, God bless you, brother.
Hey, thank you so much, Brett. Thank you. God bless you. Cannot wait to meet so many people. Coach, what's the numbers? Anybody know what the number is of people that are going to be at the conference?
Well, in the area of 150 right now, Tom. And you know, we can always get late sign-ups and all that kind of stuff. Folks, we still got room. We've got room for you to come. You say, Coach, you know, God, it's a long way. Listen, friends, I'm just telling you, the fellowship alone will be worth it. But if that window has been cracked into your heart by Tom Dunn this morning, this stuff is going on. The Bible tells us, my friends, to rescue those who are unjustly led to slaughter. That's what it says.
Amen. Amen. So, and I don't know if Coach quit or if he cut out, but so in the UK, there is a man named Wilford Wong who is a friend of ours. He came to America about a year and a half ago and spoke at a conference for Russ and I. And Wilford Wong, to give the very short version, is the Russ Dizdar of England. Okay? Well, where's Wilford at right now? He's actually in prison awaiting trial, okay, because he went in a rescue mission, and he, in our opinion, got set up, okay? And he's in prison for kidnapping. He was actually rescuing somebody out of a satanic ritual abuse situation. All right. Now I could talk about UK for an hour about what's going on and the cover up over there and how the law enforcement is involved and all that stuff. But let me say this, They want to bring that to the United States. Okay. The media is constantly trying to push that stigma of talking about Satanism. Okay. Hey, they're trying to paint Satanists as this benevolent group. Okay. They want to protect the earth and they want peace and they want abortion and they're not going to harm you. They might look a little weird. Okay. So that is, I don't want to say it's coming to America, but it's here. So this conference, this training this weekend, and what we're going to be talking about, the way things are going, if they don't turn around, could be very illegal one day, where we are exposing the truth behind Satanism. We have a friend, a counterpart in the UK who is in jail right now because he does the same thing that we do, okay? He's been in there for months. I actually got a letter from him a few months ago, and he said, you know what? It's no fun being here, but you know what? This is nothing compared to what the children have been through in satanic ritual abuse. So, folks, this is real, and pastors don't want to talk about it. Churches don't want to talk about it. Go ahead.
Rescue those who are unjustly led to slaughter, the Bible says. And the Bible also says to help those women and children in their time of need. This is what it's about. How much longer can the church turn a blind eye to this stuff that's going on? Tom, you said something, or maybe it wasn't you, it was in the video. I'm going to write a commentary. Did Jesus approve suicide? And Tom, he did, didn't he? He said, listen, when you start messing with those kids, it'd be better if you killed yourself than to face the judgment coming to you for messing with these little ones who believe in me. It's unbelievable, brother.
That's a place, that's a dark, dark place that very few people come back from, is when you abuse a child, okay? They'd love to bring people in, okay, to the government, okay, whether you're a newly elected senator or congressperson or whatever your office is. And we've heard the stories, okay? This is covered in the Franklin cover-up, where they have parties in Washington, D.C., and they drug the politicians, and then they trick them into getting involved, having sex with a minor. Then they take pictures, and then they blackmail those politicians, okay? This is nothing new. They do the same thing to FBI agents, okay? Wherever you're at, okay, they want to test. They want to test the politicians, the agents coming in, and see what they're going to be, what they'll do. And guess what? The ones, okay, this is not the rule, okay? I don't want to generalize, okay? But we've heard this over and over, that the ones who are willing to abuse children are the ones that get promoted, okay? And the ones that are willing to listen to orders.
Folks, listen, buy the live stream, and then we're giving you permission. I'm giving you permission right now. If you purchase the live stream, you can share it with people in your Bible study groups, with your pastors. We want to get this information out. $30, you get the video on demand, which means for 30 days, you can have access and watch this and share it with others over and over. I'm going to tell you something else. I don't care if you copy. I don't care however you want to. But some of you are sitting here passively, can get actively involved by simply purchasing the live stream and sharing with others. We don't care if you do that. Let's get this information out.
Coach, I remember years ago when I started learning about this stuff, when I met Russ Dizdar, I remember being at work and having fear. I thought, I shouldn't be messing with this stuff. I shouldn't be researching this stuff. I thought about leaving work and going home and erasing all that stuff off my computer. That's the fear that I had, because I began to understand the power of the people that we were trying to expose. They kill people. They kill people. It's just that simple. Well, I didn't do that, and I passed the point of no return, okay? And we need others to do the same. I don't know what God has called you to do. Okay. You know what? There's so much work to be done. There's so much ministry and evangelism and soul winning and exposure to be done. There's plenty of options, whether you're going to save babies or save children. Okay. When you watch this movie, Eyes of the Devil, you're also going to see an interview with a woman who, I don't understand why she didn't kill her baby by abortion, because she hates the baby inside of her. And you'll see this in the film, and she doesn't care what happens to it. She just wants to sell her child. Okay. So, and you're going to see just this cold heartedness, even though the picture, okay, is blurred over and they're concealing the identities of these people. All right. You'll see this, and it's the same thing, you know. She might as well just kill her child by abortion. She doesn't care what happens to the baby at all.
Tom, let me jump in here real quick. Then I want to get Stephanie in, because she always has a good perspective. Folks, listen. Yeah. I just saw the question popped up in the queue. Here's how it works, friends. If you buy the $30 live stream, uh-oh, we give you a code.
Can that guy let me in?
We give you a code.
Continue on I-91 South.
Oh, Michelle. Parnelli Jones here. Give you a code. Folks, hear me. We will give you that code, and we don't care if you share that code with others. You buy it for $30, and you can give it to as many people as you want to be able to watch it over the next 30 days. We want the information out. We're not trying to make money. We're trying to make our budget. We've made our budget. I'm not trying to get 30 more bucks out of you. We'll give you the code. You will own that code, and you can share it with whoever you want to, so they can watch this information as well. Come on in,
Dave,
Stephanie.
Dave.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, Weaver Law will sponsor anybody who signs up by 8:15. Anybody.
All right, awesome. Stephanie,
Roger,
where are you
thanks,
at?
Roger. Come on in, Steph.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yep. Hey,
morning, everyone. Hey, Tom. Can't wait to see everybody this weekend. I just wanted to throw in my little tidbit. You're talking about the Satanists, everybody. This stuff is real. I put in my little spinning with the Wiccans and the pagans and that. Blood ritual is real, people. And I didn't hang around Satanists because they always kind of freaked me out. But I did hang around for many, many years, many witches and pagans and magi and druids. Literally, they were my friends. And we danced around fires in the middle of the woods. And let me tell you, blood ritual is real. I use my own blood. Everyone I knew used their own. And I never quite understood, you know, but some spells, the stronger the spells, whatever you were working on, it would call sometimes for blood. And so you would do your sacred circle and you would do whatever working you were doing with, and you would like cut your hand or prick your finger and it would call for blood. And that would be a cord. Now I get it. There was a cord attached every time you do something like that. So I just want to put the spin on this blood ritual stuff is very real, people. And abortion is ritual. And I wanted to throw in too, isn't it usually, Tom, the firstborn that gets the abortion? Don't they really push hard for the firstborn with the younger girls? It's a lot of time the firstborn that are aborted.
Yes, yes. We've definitely heard that. And of course, they are in satanic cults, and you can see these testimonies. Look up, if you guys want to look something up, look up the testimony of Nancy Dunn that was over there on CBN, Christian Broadcasting Network, has a powerful testimony about how she was a breeder. She was a breeder for the Satanist, and they began impregnating her. That's her right there. Second one down, Nancy Dunn. Look this up, guys. And this is a really good produced piece. And her dad was a Satanist. He was an engineer. She came from a satanic family in California, lived in a residential neighborhood. Nobody knew it, okay? So, and she said that they impregnated her and took the babies and used them for sacrifice. We've heard the testimonies of breeders over and over and over again. And you know what I hear when I tell people about this? Tom, we would have a record of this. We would have a record of this, of the babies being born and the babies not there. Well, guess what? There are doctors involved, okay? There are doctors involved with the cults to deliver the babies, so nobody will ever know about it. It'll never have a birth certificate. So in the film Eyes of the Devil, the trafficker talks about how they have doctors on hand at the child brothels so they can keep the children looking healthy, because they're abused so much that they want the children looking good for the clients. Okay?
Hey, Tom, if I can interrupt you real quick, because we're down to about 4 minutes left. Hey, Tom, we're not just going to deal with satanic, richly abused stuff this weekend.
No.
We're going to deal with generational curses. We're going to deal with how these demons, these spiritual forces, how they get into your life, how you get rid of them. This is not all about drinking blood and adrenochrome.
No.
This is going to be practical, hands-on stuff. Talk about that for just a couple
Coach,
minutes, Tom.
I'm doing two sessions, and I'll tell you what they're about right now. I'm going to do one session, because we get this call all the time, okay, on how to deliver a house. Somebody calls you, and there's an uninvited demonic presence in their house. How do you get rid of it? I'm going to teach you how to do that, how I do it, okay? That's one. You take notes. You come, you take notes, and then you go, and then you do it yourself, okay? And then the second one is how to break the demonic stronghold of lust and sexual addiction. That's wow. One of the number one calls that we get. And people don't know how to do this. They don't know how to deal with it, okay? And we get this call all the time. People are locked into this, okay? Now, it's a flesh thing, and it's also a spiritual thing, okay? And we're going to teach you how to do it. Again, come and take notes, okay? And if this is not for you, I'm telling you, it's for your neighbor. It's for somebody at your church. It's for somebody somewhere. Something is going to pop up. When you learn this, I'm telling you, telling you right now that when you learn how to do this, somebody in your life is going to need what you got.
Tom?
Yes.
Weaver Law, if a person wants to sign up before 8:30 today and they contact Coach Dave, Weaver Law will pay the streaming fee. So if you will call Coach Dave or text Dave before 8:30,
just email me, folks. Just email me, say, I want that offer Roger's putting out. Email me, coach@coachdavelive.com. Don't try to sign up on the website, because you'll have to pay for it.
Yes.
So you email me and let me know you want to be one of them, and then we'll notify Roger, and he'll pay it for you. Thanks, Roger.
Before 8:30 today.
Folks, this is invaluable information that you're going to have access to.
8:30 today.
Let me explain that real quick. Send an email to coach@coachdavelive.com. If you are wanting to see the streaming of the conference, but you can't afford it, okay, Roger Weaver, Weaver Law, is going to sponsor you. And if the email comes in before 8:30, okay, then you're going to get covered, all right? So anybody that signs up for that, you got to send an email to coach@coachdavelive.com, and you can get that covered.
Hey, Tom, it doesn't sound to me like anybody has an excuse for not being able to see this thing. Right? There's absolutely no excuse for people to have this access for 30 days. 30 days and the number of people you can share with.
We've got to know what's going on. We've got to know what the trick is. We've got to know what the enemy's up to, or we're never going to be able to counter that. We're never going to be able to strategize, okay? And this is what we're going to talk about this weekend. I can't wait to meet you. We're finally back meeting people. Conferences. We're going to hug some people. We're going to pray with some people. I can't wait.
Okay, so listen, Tom, what a show. Like I said, if I didn't host this thing, I'd be watching it. This is unbelievable. We're getting all kinds of questions. How do we get the code? Yada, yada, yada. Well, folks, we'll get the code and all that stuff to you later on this week as we get this. Look, it costs about $3,000 just to set up the video streaming and all this stuff. Yes, we've met our budget. Yes, we have. But listen, you don't have any excuse. Because Roger Weaver said he will pay the streaming for you. So you say, I can't make the conference this weekend? Well, thanks to Roger Weaver, you can sit there for the next 30 days and study this information that Russ, Tom, and his crew are going to provide. Tom, this has been the most unbelievable stinking show that we've ever had. Well, maybe not, because we've had a lot of good ones. We thank you for all your information, Tom. We thank you for your time. We thank you for you daring to tread where nobody else wants to go. And I'm so excited this weekend to see others get their eyes opened up. God bless you, folks. Listen, you got till 8:30. 8:30 for free live streaming. It's on Weaver Law. You got to coach at coachdavelive.com. Say, Coach, I want that streaming. Put me on Roger's tab, and we'll get you signed up. God bless you, Tom. Hang out with us here for a few minutes. Folks, God bless you all. We'll see you tomorrow.